الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فمرحبا بطلاب العلم، في طلاب العلم من أهل السنة. Welcome, oh students of knowledge from the followers of the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to our seminar this weekend, which is entitled Al-Islam Huwa Ad-Din Al-Haq. Al-Islam, it is the religion of truth. We have a number of issues and evidences from the book and the sunnah to discuss together in this seminar. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial and a blessing for us and for those who listen. For us and for those who listen. These seminars that occur over the weekend that are just a few brief classes, we have five or six classes this weekend, they're considered intensive. Intensive seminars, yani dawrat mukaffafa, meaning that in a brief period, we're going to, inshallah, cover a lot of information. So it requires for you to be patient, it requires for you to be diligent, and it requires for you to focus, inshallah, and to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should remember the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is collected by Imam Muslim from the Haditha Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Whenever the messenger, he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. That whoever sets out on a path seeking knowledge therein, then Allah will facilitate for him and make easy for him by way of that a path to paradise. So seeking knowledge is the path to paradise, the path to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah azza wa jalla to accept from us our efforts. So we begin reading. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. قال الله عز وجل, Allah, the Most High, He said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامُ. Indeed, the religion with Allah is al-Islam. In the religion and way of life that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, and it is al-Islam. وقال ابن القيم رحمه الله, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامُ يعني الذي جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو دين الأنبياء من أولهم إلى آخرهم ليس لله دين سوى ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Ibn Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, with regards to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed the religion with Allah is Islam, meaning that which Muhammad came with صلى الله عليه وسلم. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. Indeed, the religion with Allah that is accepted and pleasing is the religion of al-Islam, meaning that which Muhammad came with, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the religion of all of the prophets, from the first of them to the last of them. Allah has no religion besides it. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and whoever seeks a religion other than al-Islam, it will never be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. And in the hereafter, he will be among the losers. The likes of these texts here from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as some of the narrations that we're going to be discussing, are of utmost importance for a believer to memorize and to know them, to memorize them by heart. No doubt, a believer, especially a student of knowledge, is memorizing the Quran if he has not already memorized. He's memorizing the Quran little by little and trying to memorize the book of Allah from the beginning to the end. This is his goal and his aim and his effort. But on that way, as a student is studying, there are particular verses and also a hadith that are evidences for some of the most important affairs in the religion. The likes of these evidences and these texts, a believer should show preference to them and memorize them. Therefore, he can be in this manner, inshallah, upon clarity in his religion, steadfast in his deen, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and holding fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon insight. From the likes of those evidences, from the book of Allah, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينِ. And likewise, alhamdulillah, maybe there are some of us who have actually already memorized these evidences. Memorizing the book of Allah from the grace of Allah upon us, we have made it to the likes of these verses. Now we must bring that memorization to mind and connect it with the issues that there are proofs and evidences for. Therefore, we understand clearly and will be able to be steadfast and firm upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only religion with Allah that is accepted or even considered is the religion of al-Islam. And that is the religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's the religion in the way of all of the previous prophets, from the first of them to the last of them. Rather, Allah, He says clearly, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَا يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion and way of life, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he'll be from the losers. It will never be accepted from him, number one. And in the hereafter, he'll be from the losers. And he's from the dwellers of the hellfire, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The Ibn Qayyim, he says, rahimahullah, وَقَدَّلَّ قَوْلُهُ إِنَّ الدِّينَ عند الله الإسلام على أنه دين أنبيائه ورسوله وأتباعهم من أولهم إلى آخرهم وأنه لم يكن لله قط ولا يكون له دين سوى. His statement, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, the meaning of which is indeed the religion with Allah is al-Islam. This indicates that Islam is the religion of His prophets, messengers, and their followers, from the first of them to the last of them. There has never been, nor will there ever be, a religion for Allah other than His deen. There has never been, nor will there ever be, a religion and way of life that is accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than the religion of al-Islam. قَالَ أَوَّلُ رُسُلِي نُوحٌ. The first messenger, Nuh, he said, عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِي إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The first messenger, Nuh, alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, but if you turn away, he said to his people, calling them to Allah, but if you turn away, then no reward do I ask of you. I do not seek any favor or any reward from you. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be from the Muslims. So therefore, Nuh, alayhi salatu wa salam, kana min al-Muslimin. He was from the Muslims. Nuh, alayhi salam, he was a Muslim. His creed was the creed of a tawheed, and he believed in Allah, the proper belief, in the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he believed in the angels, and he believed in the prophets and the messengers, and he believed in the books, the revelation, the scripture, and he believed likewise in the last day and the standing before Allah, and he believed in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creed of the prophets and messengers is one, al-Islam. So he was from the Muslims, he had the creed of the Muslims. He said, La ilaha illallah. He had the statement, La ilaha illallah. Rather, that was the first thing that he called to. And if we read in the book of Allah, whenever Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam, he first addressed his people, what did he say to them? Ya qawmi, u'budu allaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. O my people, worship Allah alone. You have no true God worthy of worship besides Him. And that's precisely and exactly the meaning of the shahada and la ilaha illallah. U'budu allaha. Malakum min ilahin ghayru. Worship Allah alone. You have no other true God worthy of worship besides Him. La ilaha illallah. So this is clear from the statement of Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, clarifying from this statement here, in ad-dina indallahi al-Islam, that the religion of al-Islam is the religion of the first of the prophets and the last of the prophets, the religion of all of the righteous and all of the pious. Beginning here we see with the first messenger, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Even rather before that, the first man, Adam, alayhi salam, he was a Muslim. He was upon the creed of a tawheed. And all the way until the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of the messengers in between and their followers and the righteous, they were Muslims. وَقَالِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. And he mentioned rahimahullah, and Ibrahim and Ismail, both of them, they said, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. O our Lord, make us Muslims in submission to You and raise from our descendants a Muslim nation in submission to You. So this is from the supplication of Ibrahim, Khalil al-Rahman, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his son Ismail, alayhi salam. They're making call, they're supplicating, calling on Allah. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. This is what they're hoping from Allah, that Allah will allow them and bless them and favor them to be Muslims. And no doubt He responded to that call, and they're from the best of the Muslims. So this is the favor of favors and the blessing of blessings. And this is what we call on Allah, to make us Muslims, to make us firm and good, upright Muslims upon the way of the prophets and messengers, upon the way of Nuh alayhi salam, upon the way of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, upon the way of Musa and Harun alayhi salam, upon the way of Isa alayhi salam, upon the way, the final and the last prophet, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah continues mentioning evidences, clarifying that al-Islam is the religion and way of all of the prophets and messengers. He says, ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And Ibrahim instructed his sons to do the same, and so did Yaqub, saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you his religion. Saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you this religion. So do not die except while you are Muslims. Meaning except while you're surrendering to Allah with Tawheed and complying to him in obedience and avoiding and staying away from shirk and paganism and polytheism and atheism and every deviant way that's contrary to al-Islam. Do not die except in the state of al-Islam. I have a question for you. How can we implement this command here? Do not die except in a state of Islam. How can a person strive to not die except in a state of Islam? Yes. You're right, but I want to be precise. That's the correct answer. He said, follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we want to make it clear though. By seeking knowledge. That's also right, but that's not the exact answer we're looking for. Doing the sunnah. All these are correct answers, but we want to summarize these general answers into the precise answer to the question. And do not die except in a state of al-Islam. If you hope to die in a state of al-Islam, what do you have to do whenever you're alive? You have to live. You have to live in a state of al-Islam. You have to live as a Muslim. The only way you can make effort to assure you will die as a Muslim is that you strive to live as a Muslim, because you do not know when you're going to die. So somebody who strives to be a Muslim today, but tomorrow he's deviant or misguided or follows his desires, then maybe he will not die as a Muslim. So the only way to make effort to die as a Muslim is to live as a Muslim, to strive every single day of your life, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, whenever you're awakened before you go to sleep, and whenever you awaken again, and all throughout your day, whenever you're with your friends, and whenever you're in the masjid, whenever you're in the market, whenever you're at your job or occupation, or whenever you're with the believers or disbelievers, or wherever you may be in life, you strive to be a Muslim, to uphold the rights of the shahada and la ilaha illallah in application. Wa Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The point now is to clarify that the first messenger, Nuh, he was a Muslim. And likewise, after that, the father of the Anbiya, Ibrahim, he was a Muslim, and his son likewise, Ismail, rather, and also his son also, Yaqub, they're Muslims, and they ordered their children to be Muslims, and they had concern and care for their children and their deen and their creed. Ya baniya, they said to their children, they're calling their children, and they're reminding them of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they're telling them that this is the religion Allah has chosen, so do not follow another way, do not die except upon this path. Do not die upon deviation, upon misguidance. Do not die upon Christianity or Judaism or atheism. Do not die upon innovation and deviation. Die upon Islam. Therefore, you must live upon Islam. And you cannot live upon something if you do not know it. So therefore, you must seek knowledge and learn it. And then strive against your soul to love it and prefer it and implement it in your life. And if you do that, Allah will bless you, like He blessed the prophets and messengers and their followers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and you will live and die as a Muslim with great honor and nobility. وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And Musa, he said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. And Musa, he said to his people, oh my people, if you have truly believed in Allah, then put your trust in Him and rely upon Him alone. If you are Muslims, and you truly Muslims, if you are truly Muslims and you truly believe, then you must have strong, firm faith and belief in Allah and put your trust and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take the means. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. And Allah the Most High, He said, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمْ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدَ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. And Allah the Most High, He says, and then when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to know of their disbelief, he was sure that the people he was calling, they had disbelieved in him and they would not follow him. Rather, they're plotting to kill him and to murder him and assassinate him alayhi salam. He called the Hawariyun. And he said, who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? And who will aid me and support me in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal? And al-Hawariyun, the disciples, they said, we are the helpers in the cause of Allah. And we believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims. So Isa, he called his followers to be Muslims. And his followers, those who are sincere and truthful, those disciples, they called Allah to witness that they are Muslims. So therefore, the religion that is accepted and the only way that is good and pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla is the religion of submission and surrender, wholeheartedly and willfully, and servitude and devotion, humble obedience to the Creator of the creation. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following his prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam. وقالت ملكة سبأ وقالت ملكة سبأ إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين. And the queen of Sheba, she said likewise, indeed I have wronged myself and I submitted with Sulaiman, the prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, and I have submitted with Sulaiman to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. وأسلمت مع سليمان. I have submitted, يعني, and I'm a Muslim. That's what a Muslim does. He makes that Islam. وأسلمت مع سليمان رب العالمين. I have submitted and I have taken the advice and followed the guidance of Sulaiman, and I have surrendered to Allah in submission and obedience as a Muslim. As a Muslim. So Ibn Qayyim, he says now, Rahimahullah, فالإسلام دين أهل السماوات ودين أهل التوحيد من أهل الأرض. لا يكبر الله من أحد دينا سوى. Therefore, Islam is the religion of the inhabitants of the heavens and the religion of the people of the Tawheed among the people of the earth. And Allah does not accept any religion other than that. And Allah, He does not accept any other religion other than that. So the inhabitants of the heavens, in reference to the noble angels, in reference to the noble angels, this is the religion. Their religion is the religion of al-Islam. And as for the people of the earth, the people of At-Tawheed, from them, the monotheists, those who worship only one God, the true God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, those who worship Allah alone, their religion likewise is the same as the religion of the inhabitants of the heavens. The religion that Allah accepts and does not accept any other religion, and that is the religion of al-Islam. So Ibn Qayyim, he says now, rahimahullah, فَأَدْيَانُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ سِتَّةِ فَأَدْيَانُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ سِتَّةِ. The religions of the people of earth are six. How many religions are in the are of the inhabitants of the heavens? The inhabitants of the heavens.
One.
One. Only one. As for the inhabitants of the earth,
six.
There's six. We'll go back and read it again. فَالْإِسْلَامُ دِينُ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَدِينُ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Therefore, Islam is the religion of the inhabitants of the heavens and the religion of the people of Tawheed among the people of the earth. Ah. So the inhabitants of the heavens, any of the angels, that's the their religion is the religion of Islam. And as for the people of Tawheed from the people of earth, then this is their religion likewise. But not all of the people of earth follow the religion of Tawheed. You understand? So that's what he's saying now. فَأَدْيَانُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ سِتَّةِ. So the religions of the people of earth, there are six. وَاحِدٌ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَخَمْسَةٌ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. One of them is for Ar-Rahman, and five of them is for الشيطان. The religions of the people of earth, they are six. One of them is for Ar-Rahman. One of them is for Allah Azza wa Jal. And the other five, they are for الشيطان. The other five religions and ways, they're for the devil. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. So he says, رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهِ فَدِينُ الرَّحْمَنِ هُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَالَّتِي لِلشَّيْطَانِ الْيَهُودِيَّةِ وَالنَّصْرَانِيَّةِ وَالْمَجُوسِيَّةِ وَدِينُ الصَّابِئَةِ وَدِينُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And the religion of the most merciful is Islam. And the religions of the devil are Judaism, Christianity, Magianism, Sabianism, and Polytheism. Magianism, Sabianism, and Polytheism. So the religions of the people of earth, there are six. One of them is for Allah, and five of them are for the devil. The one that is for Allah is the religion of Islam. And the five that are for the devil are Judaism, Christianity, Magianism, Sabianism, and Polytheism. And Polytheism. These are the religions of the people of the earth. All of these five here, Christianity, Judaism, these are the religions of the devil. Deviation and misguidance. Likewise, the Magi, the religion of the devil. He's the one who calls to these ways. Allah does not call to these ways. Allah does not accept these ways. These are the ways of the devil. And likewise, the Sabi'ah, Sabianism. This is also from the ways of the devil. And then polytheism. And even these five here, they have many different sects stemming from them. Many different sects and groups stemming from them. All of these paths here, they lead away from the straight path. The only path that leads to Allah and to His pleasure and to the Jannah is the way of Islam, the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions, radiyallahu anhum. So Ibn Qayyim, he clarified this affair, that The religion that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And Allah, He does not accept any other religion besides that religion. So we continue reading. وَهَذِهِ الْأَدْيَانَ السِّتَّةَ ذَكَرَهَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي قَوْلِهِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئِينَ وَالنَّصَارَ وَالْمَجُوسَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. These six religions from the people of the earth, Allah the Mighty and Majestic, He mentioned them in His statement. Verily those who believe, and those who are Jews, and those who are Sabians, and those who are Christians, and those who are Magians, and those who associate partners with Allah, truly Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection. Verily Allah is a witness over all things. So these same six religions that Ibn Qayyim he's referring to, rahimahullah ta'ala, they're mentioned in this verse. Inna ladina amanu, who are they? Indeed those who believe, the people of Al-Islam. Waladina hadu, they are the Jews. Wasabi'ina, any of the Sabi'a. And Nasara, the Christians. Wal Majus, the Magians. Waladina ashraku, the pagans and polytheists. These are the six religions of the people of earth that Ibn Qayyim he was referring to, rahimahullahu ta'ala. What did Allah say about them? Inna Allah yafsiru baynahum yawm al-qiyamah. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Indeed, Allah, He will judge between them on the day of resurrection. And He will judge between them and separate them. On the day of resurrection, indeed, Allah is witness over all things. Qala Abu Ja'far, Muhammad ibn Jarir, al-Tabari, rahimahullah. He says, وَفَصْلُهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِدْخَالُهُ النَّارَ الْأَحْزَابَ كُلَّهُمْ وَالْجَنَّةَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِهِ وَبِرُسُولِهِ فَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَصْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بَيْنَهُمْ. Abu Ja'far, Muhammad ibn Jarir, al-Tabari, rahimahullah, he said, may Allah have mercy on him. His judgment among them is to admit the disbelieving groups, all of them, into the fire. That means those five groups, those five other groups following those five other religions, their destination is the fire, is the fire. And to admit the believers in him and his messengers into paradise. So from these groups, these six different religions, one of them will be in paradise, and the others, they will be in the fire. And this is because Allah, He says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ al-Islam. Indeed, the only religion with Allah is al-Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion and way of life, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he'll be from the losers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah, He will judge between them and separate between them on the day of resurrection. What does that mean? That the deviant sects, the misguided groups, and those false religions, their followers will all be cast into hellfire in disgrace and humiliation. And as for the followers of the prophets and messengers, the true believers, then they will be admitted into paradise with rivers flowing beneath them. May Allah make us from them. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه مرفوعا إنه لا يدخل الجنة إلا النفس المسلمة متفق عليه. On the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no soul will enter paradise except a Muslim soul. This is also from those texts that we should memorize. We see so far we mentioned three. Two from the Quran and one from the Hadith. Two from the Quran, and all of them, they're very brief and very short. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ al-Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا نَفْسٌ مُسْلِمًا. No one will enter paradise except for a Muslim soul. And yeah, a soul that submitted and surrendered to Allah and died upon al-Islam, the way of all of the prophets and messengers, and the way of the best of them, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَفِيهِ بَيَانُ أَنَّ دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ مُحَرَّمٌ إِلَّا عَلَى المؤمنين. And this clearly indicates that admittance into paradise is forbidden except for the believers. وقال ابن القيم رحمه الله وقوله تعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام إخبار منه تعالى بأنه لا دين عنده يقبله من أحد سوى الإسلام. Ibn Kathir, he said, may Allah have mercy on him. His statement, the exalted, truly the religion with Allah is Islam, is a declaration from Allah that no religion is accepted by Him from anyone whatsoever, except at Islam. هو اتباع رسولي فيما بعثهم الله به في كل حين.
حتى ختموا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي سد جميع طرق إليه إلا من جهة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it is to follow. And it is, the Islam. The only way that Allah accepts is al-Islam. What is it? What is the reality of that? To follow the messengers and what Allah has sent them with in every time. To follow the messengers and what Allah has sent them with in every time. Until they were finalized with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who all paths to Allah were sealed except through him. And by following him diligently and obeying him for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Meaning there's, after the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no way that leads to the pleasure of Allah. There's no path that leads to Jannah except for the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except for the path of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he's the final prophet. He's the final messenger and the seal of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no way is accepted from anyone after the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except for the way of the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَنْ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ بَعْدَ بِعْثَةِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِدِينٍ عَلَى غَيْرِ شَرِيعَتِهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُتَقَبَّلٍ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. And whoever meets Allah after the sending of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a religion other than his sharia, with religion and a way of life other than his sharia, other than the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other than the law and the legislation, other than the sunnah that he was upon and established, other than the commandments and prohibitions that he established by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he met Allah in a way other than that way, وَلِيَذَا بِاللَّهِ, then it will never be accepted from him. As Allah, he says, and whoever seeks a religion other than al-Islam, it will never be accepted from him. وَقَالَ فِي هَذِي الْآيَةِ مُخْبِرًا من حصار الدين متقبلي عنده في الإسلام إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Ibn Kathir رحمه الله, he closes this portion, he says, in this verse, Allah informs that the only religion accepted by him is al-Islam. Truly, the religion with Allah is al-Islam. Truly, the religion with Allah is al-Islam. So this is the religion that is accepted, the religion that is pleasing, the religion that is good, the religion of all of the prophets and messengers, from the first of them to the last of them. The religion of al-Islam. Do you understand this? What's the evidence and proof? What's the evidence and proof? Yes. La ilaha illallah. What's the evidence and proof? From the Quran. Inna dina indallahi al-Islam. This is the evidence and proof. You understand? What's the evidence and proof? إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. Let's say it again. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. How many letters is that? إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. 5 words. We can memorize them all right now if we didn't already memorize them. Inna dina indallahi al-Islam. It's written for you likewise in the PDF. You can review it. You can go back to the page number from Surah Ali Imran in the very beginning. Alhamdulillah. Inna dina indallahi al-Islam. The religion with Allah is al-Islam. So this discussion here is from the benefits that have been derived from that verse. The benefits that have been derived from that verse. And if we also, along with that verse, mention another verse, it's also in Surah Ali Imran, further into the chapter, which is also a proof. What is that? وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion and way of life, it will never be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he'll be from the losers. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the specific soul that will be allowed to admit, that will be admitted to paradise. Who knows that hadith? إِنَّهُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا نَفْسٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ. إِنَّهُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا نَفْسٌ مُسْلِمَةٌ. Hadith متفقون عليه from the hadith of Abi Hurairah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ. Indeed, no one will enter paradise. إِلَّا نَفْسٌ Muslim, except for a Muslim soul. Except for a Muslim soul. That means that Islam is very valuable. That means that al-Islam is very precious. That means that al-Islam is very beneficial. Allah will not accept any way of life, not democracy, not communism, not Christianity, not Judaism, not paganism, not polytheism, not any other way from anyone, no matter how much money they have, or how many likes they have, or how many followers they have, no matter how much, what their status is, no matter how many tribesmen they have, no matter what their rank is in society, if they are not a Muslim soul, they will never enter paradise. If they die on a way other than Islam, it will never be accepted from them. In the hereafter, they'll be from the losers. They'll be from the losers. So therefore, if you have Islam, this is a favor and blessing from Allah. You should realize that. And you should take care of that. You should cherish that. You should keep your Islam good by learning the religion about Islam, learning the true Islam and the real Islam, the Islam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, and that which he taught his companions radiallahu anhum, and that was to implement it in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one that Allah mentioned about them, that he had completed it for them and perfected it for them, and that he's pleased with that way. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum islama deena. This is the Islam that is good. You understand? So alhamdulillah, we're Muslims. Now we have to be grateful. We have to show thanks. Learn that religion. Learn that way. Learn that creed. Learn the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla with detail, with proof and evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. Even if it's just brief and general like this, there are many more evidences to establish this affair. We just pick three. We just pick three, and it's very clear. Alhamdulillah. Whenever you learn your religion in this manner, barakallah feekum, you learn the issue that you're discussing along with an ayat or two and a hadith. Alhamdulillah. It will strengthen your faith. It will increase you in iman, and you will have clarity in your religion. You will be able to see the straight path and hold fast to the right way, sincerely for the sake of Allah, because you know. And not, you don't know because that's what your father told you, or whether that's what they said in the message. You know because you see the proof in the Quran. You see the proof in the Sunnah. Christianity is never accepted by anybody, no matter what. The Pope, if he died upon that way, he's in the hellfire. Why? Because Allah, he says, in the deen and Allah in the Islam. Why? Because Allah, he says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقَبَرَ مِنْهُ وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْخَسِرِ. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَدْقُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا نَفْسُ مُسْلِمًا. إِلَّا نَفْسُ مُسْلِمًا. So it doesn't matter who they are, how much money they are. If they do not live and die upon Islam, they will never enter paradise. In this life, it does not last, but the hereafter it lasts, it does not end. You understand that? This life will come to an end and does not last. And the hereafter it lasts and never comes to an end. Well, they. So therefore, to strive to learn in this life the religion and the way that's accepted by Allah, that will be a means for you to have eternal happiness and bliss, safety and security, is of utmost importance. And then if you see this blessing, you show thanks and you hold fast to it and you don't let go. So we continue reading. We move on to the next chapter. Al-Islam deenu jameer anbiya'i wa rusul alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Al-Islam is the religion of all of the prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam. An Abi Hurayrah radiyallahu anhu anhu qal qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ana awla an-nasi bi-Isa bin Maryam fi dunya wal-akhirah. والأنبياء إخوة لعلات أمهاتهم شتى ودينهم واحد متفق عليهم. On the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, I'm the closest of people to Isa. I'm the closest of people to Isa, the son of Maryam, in this world and the hereafter. The prophets are paternal brothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one. Their mothers are different, but the religion is one. It's متفقون عليه. والعلات جمع علة وهي الضرة. وبنو العلات الإخوة من أب واحد وأمهاتهم مختلفة. ومراد أن أصل دين الأنبياء واحد وإن كانت شرائعهم مختلفة. The term علات, here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did he say? الأنبياء إخوة لعلات. That the prophets, they're brothers to علات. So the term Allat, it refers to co-wives. And Banu Allat, any brothers of Allat, they are brothers from the same father, but with different mothers. You understand? The example that the Prophet is making, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the Prophets, they're brothers to Allat. Meaning the Prophets, they have the same father, but their mothers are different. Brothers to Ikhwatun li Allat, brothers to Allat, meaning that they're brothers, they all have the same father, but their mothers are different. They're all brothers. What brings them together? Their father. But each one has a different mother. Each one has a different mother. You understand? This is the issue here. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying the prophets are like this. The prophets are like this. They're like brothers with different mothers. But he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their mothers are different, but their religion is one. So here he's referring to the father as being the deen, the aqeedah. The aqeedah. And the mothers that are different, this is the laws and legislation. So all of the prophets, they're from the one father, any one foundation, one creed. Tawheed. Ifradullahi bil ibadah. Ifradullahi bil hubbi wal khulu'i wal dhul. So saying Allah alone for worship. To make love and servitude and devotion, obedience and humbleness, submission for Allah alone. That's the religion of all of the prophets and messengers. Along with following the message that was revealed in those days and those times. So the law and legislation differed from prophet to prophet and time to time according to the situations and circumstances of the people, going back to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the religion, the foundation of the deen is one. All of the prophets and messengers, they believe in Allah. They believe in the angels, they believe in the books, they believe in the messengers, they believe in the last day, and they believe in the divine decree. They have the same creed. They have the same creed. They all worship none but Allah alone. But their law and legislation, that which was lawful or unlawful, the obligations and the prohibitions, they differ from prophet to prophet. Until the final prophet came and the legislation was finalized and sealed. So this is our discussion now. The intended meaning is that the foundation of the religion of all the prophets is the same, even though their laws and practices differed. Even though their laws and practices differed. So Qari ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, يعني بذلك التوحيد. And Ibn Kathir in his tafsir, he mentioned in his explanation of this verse, this particular narration. Commenting on this narration, he said, rahimahullah, يعني بذلك التوحيد الذي بعث الله به كل رسول وأرسله. وَضَمَّنَهُ كُلَّ كِتَابٍ أَنْزَلَ كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. Ibn Kathir, he says, rahimahullah, this refers to Tawheed. أُمُّهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى دِينُهُمْ وَاحِدٌ وَأُمُّهَاتُهُمْ شَتَّى. The religion is one, but their mothers are different. He says this refers to Tawheed, which Allah sent every messenger with and included in every book he revealed. As Allah, he says, and we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that we revealed to him that there is no deity worthy worship except for me, so therefore worship me. And also Allah, he says, and we certainly sent to every nation a messenger saying, worship Allah and avoid the taghut. This is the meaning of the shahada and la ilaha illallah. Every prophet and messenger, he came with this call, the call to La ilaha illallah. The call to La ilaha illallah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ. And we did not send before you any messenger, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except we revealed to him, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. Except we revealed to him that there is no one who has the right to be worshipped but me, so therefore worship me alone. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. And Allah, he says, indeed we have sent in every nation a messenger proclaiming, أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, to worship Allah alone and avoid and stay away from all of the false deities that are worshipped besides Allah. This is the meaning of the shahada and la ilaha illallah. So all of the prophets and messengers, they came with the foundation of the tawheed, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, and to believe in the messenger that was sent in those days. To believe in the prophet and messenger that was sent in those days. So, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he called the people to la ilaha illallah, to believe in him as the messenger of Allah. And those who believe, they're the Muslims. And likewise in the time of Ibrahim, in the time of Musa, in the time of Isa. And as well in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So he says, rahimahullah, wa amma shara'i' fa mukhtalifatun fil awamir wal nawahi. Faqad yukunu shay'u fi hadhihi shari'a haraman. ثم يحل في الشريعة الأخرى وبالعكس وخفيفا فيزاد في الشدة في هذه دون هذه وذلك لما له تعالى في ذلك من الحكمة البالغة والحجة الدامغة. As for the laws, continuing Ibn Kathir, he says, as for the laws, the legislation, they differ in commandments and prohibitions. Something might be prohibited in one law and permitted in another, or might be lighter in one and stricter in another. And this variation is due to the profound wisdom of Allah and His refutable evidence. And so this was the case with regards to the previous nations. Something may be lawful for them, and then because of their deviation and because of their ingratitude, the situation be made stern and harsh for them, or difficult because of their stubborn rebellion. Things that were once made lawful were made unlawful for them because they turned away from faith and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known with regards to the Jews. And then maybe later after that, Allah showed them mercy. And He will send another prophet that will make some of those things that were previously unlawful, lawful for them out of the grace of Allah and His mercy. Allah, He mentioned about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, and so that I may allow for you some of that which was forbidden for you before. And this was from the wisdom of the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and from the mercy that he was sent with, that it was permitted for him to deem lawful for them some of the things that were prohibited previously. And the affair was lightened for them. The halal and the haram, it differed from nation to nation, from prophet to prophet and nation to nation, based upon the supreme knowledge and ultimate wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the circumstances of the times and the peoples until the coming of the final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله تعالى لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما شرعة ومنهاجا أي السبيل والسنة وعن قتادة رحمه الله قوله لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا يقول سبيل والسنة يقول سبيلا والسنة والسنن مختلفة هي في التوراة الشريعة وفي الإنجيل شريعة وفي الفرقان شريعة يحل الله فيها ما يشاء ويحرم ما يشاء ليعلم من يطيعه ممن يعصيه والدين الذي لا يقبل الله غيره التوحيد والإخلاص لله الذي جاءت به جميع الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام. Allah the Most High, He said, to each of you, and this is a reference to the prophets and messengers, to each of you we prescribed Allah in a clear way. It has been narrated from Ibn Abbas and radiyallahu anhum regarding this, his explanation of shir'atan wa minhajan. To each of you, we have prescribed Allah in a clear way. He said, Allah in a clear way, it means a path and a way. And Qatada narrated regarding Allah's statement, to each of you, we have prescribed Allah in a clear way, shir'atan wa minhajan. He said, a path and a way. The laws are different. In the Torah, there is a law. In the Gospel, there is a law. In the Furqan and in the Quran, there is a law. Allah permits what He wills and forbids what He wills to distinguish those who obey Him from those who disobey Him. He made it lawful for them at this time and then made it unlawful for them at another time to test them and try them. Will they submit and surrender to Allah? Will they follow their desires? They have doubts and whims and the likes like this. And this is from the wisdom of this affair to test and try the people. So there's the issue of a nesk, an abrogation. Things will be made lawful for one nation and unlawful for another. Even inside one nation, some could be made lawful for them and then made unlawful, and vice versa. Could be made unlawful for them in the beginning and then made lawful for them. And this is established in the Sharia of Muhammad likewise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the issue of abrogation. So Qatada, he says, Qatada ibn Diyam al-Sudusi, rahimahullah, he died in the year 117. He's from the students of Anas and others from the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. He said, the laws are different. In the Torah, there is a law. In the Injil, there is a law. In the Furqan, there is a law. Allah permits what He wills and forbids what He wills to distinguish those who obey Him from those who disobey Him. However, the religion that Allah accepts and does not accept anything other besides it is Tawheed and sincerity to Allah, which all of the messengers, peace be upon them, were sent with. وَالْإِسْلَامُ لَهُ مَعْنَيَانِ. Now we see, huh? The religion of all of the prophets and messengers is this? Al-Islam. But there's details so that we understand. The foundation of the religion, the foundation of Al-Islam, is one. All of the prophets, they were in accordance with regards to that. But their laws and their legislations, they differed from time to time and from prophet to prophet. So based upon this, we see the next discussion here. Al-Islamu lahu ma'niyan. Al-Islam, it has two meanings. Ma'na am wa ma'na khas. It has a general meaning and it has a specific meaning. How many meanings does Al-Islam have?
Two
meanings. What are they? General meaning and a specific meaning. Barakallahu fikum. But ma'na al-am huwa al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. والانقياد له بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. This definition here, we're memorizing it. Barakallahu fikum, along with those other verses and hadith that we are discussing. What is the definition of al-Islam? The general definition? Al-Istislamu lillahi bil-tawheed wal-inqiyadu lahu bil-ta'a wal-bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. Al-Istislamu lillahi bil-tawheed, to surrender to Allah in tawheed. To surrender to Allah with tawheed. To say, well, Allah alone, He's the creator alone, the provider alone, the sustainer alone. He is the one who has created everything and given everything its shape and its form. He is the one who has brought everything into existence alone. And this creation belongs to Him alone. He is alive and never dies alone. He is powerful and strong, never weak, alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? His knowledge is perfect. His wisdom is perfect. His life is perfect. He needs nothing. He has no beginning and no ending. His life is absolute and eternal. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. And He's the only one who's worthy of worship. So you must make al-istislamu lillahi bit-tawheed. This is Islam. You surrender to Allah with tawheed. Wa inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a. And you comply to Him in obedience. You obey Him. That which He orders and commands, and that which He forbids. You obey Him and you seek His pleasure by doing that which He loves. And you revere Him and fear Him and you honor His legislation by staying away from that which He declares to be impermissible. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal bara'atu min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. And you free yourself from paganism and polytheism in this people. This is al-Islam, the general meaning. This is al-Islam, the general meaning. Al-Istislamu lillahi bil-tawheed wa al-inqiyadu lahu bil-ta'a. To surrender to Allah in tawheed and to comply to Him in obedience and to free oneself from paganism, polytheism, and His people. This is the general Islam that all of the prophets were upon. Whenever Nuh, he said, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, يعني, this is the meaning here. Whenever Ibrahim and Yaqub, they said to their children, يَا بَنِيَ, and they told them, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, this is what he's talking about. Do not die except while you're surrendering to Allah in Tawheed and complying to Him in obedience, and you're free from paganism and polytheism in every aspect and its people. You're a Muslim. This is what they're making dua for. Ibrahim and Ismail, Rabbana waj'alna muslimain lak, like this, in submission and surrender. It was Tawheed, monotheism, worshipping Allah alone, hoping for Allah alone, trusting upon Allah alone, relying upon Allah alone, calling on Allah alone, fearing Allah alone, loving Allah alone, and for His sake alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not calling on the creation. Not calling on the creation. Not having the heart attached to the creation. Not calling on a grave or some righteous person or no prophet or not even an angel. Calling on the creator of the angels and prophets and the creator of the righteous and the one who bestowed them upon them the righteousness and the one who provided for them their very lives. The creator, you attach your heart to Allah. You put your faith and trust in Allah. You seek the pleasure of Allah. You hope for the mercy of Allah. You hope for the help of Allah, the promise of Allah. Not the people. The people, they will fail you. Not yourself, likewise. You will fail yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his supplication, وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ. Do not trust me to myself for the blinking of eye. So we don't trust ourselves, we trust Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is al-Islam. From the beginning of the people, Adam alayhi salam, to the first messenger, Nuh alayhi salam, all the way to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their followers, they were upon this way. Al-Islam. You understand? This is the general meaning. This is the general meaning. So Islam has two meanings, general and specific. The general meaning is submission to Allah wa tawheed, compliance to Him and obedience, and disassociation from polytheism and its people. This is the religion with which Allah sent all His messengers, alayhim salatu wassalam. Qala Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, wa deenu al-Islam mabniun ala aslain, an na'budu Allah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa na'budahu bima shara'ahu min ad-din, wa ma amarat bihi rusul, amra ijaban wa amra istihbab, fa yu'badu fi kulli zaman bima amara bihi fi dhalika az-zaman. فلما كانت شريعة التوراة محكمة كان العاملون به مسلمين وكذلك شريعة الإنجيل وهكذا كل رسول وأمته. Shaykh al-Islam, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, the religion of Islam, this general meaning, is based upon two foundations. That we worship Allah alone with no partners, and that we worship Him in accordance with what He has legislated of the religion. You understand? This is the foundation of the general meaning of al-Islam, that you worship Allah alone and you worship Allah in the manner He has prescribed and legislated. That's from the wisdom of the sending of the messengers to clarify the legislation. So it says that is whatever the messengers commanded, whether obligatory or recommended. So Allah is worshipped in every era, every time, every era, with what He has commanded in that era. Thus, when the Torah was the established law, those who acted upon it were Muslims. And likewise, the gospel. Thus, like this, every messenger with his nation. Do you understand? This is the general meaning of Al-Islam. To surrender to Allah with Tawheed, to comply to Him in obedience. What is the detail of that obedience? That was clarified in the law and legislation of every prophet and messenger. So those who surrender to Allah with Tawheed and comply to Him in obedience, following the law and legislation prescribed and revealed to the messenger of that hour, they are the Muslims of that day. Those who lived upon that way and died upon that way, there are those Muslim souls who will be admitted into paradise. You understand? The followers of Nuh, the true followers of Nuh, they are Muslims. Those who singled out Allah alone for worship and obeyed Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and that law and legislation and followed that path until they died, they're the successful. And they're from the people of paradise. Like with Ibrahim and likewise with Musa and likewise with Isa, all the way to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So the religion is based upon two principles. And yu'bad Allahu wahdah la sharika lah. When يعبد بما شرعه سبحانه وتعالى. That Allah, He should be worshipped alone with no partners, and that He should be worshipped in the manner that He has prescribed and legislated, not with innovation and customs and cultures or what people like or how they feel. This is from the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people and the wisdom of sending the prophets and messengers. That Allah should be worshipped alone, and that the people, they should be trying with obedience to the messengers. Because it's by obeying the messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, that one, he is obeying Allah. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And we have not sent any messenger except that he should be obeyed by the permission of Allah. So now we continue reading. وَمَنْ مَعْنَى الْخَاصِ فَهُوَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ نَبِيُّنَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ هُوَ الْمُرَادُ عِنْدَ الْإِطْلَاقِ وَيَشْمِلُ الْعَقِيدَةِ وَالشَّرِيعَةِ. As for the specific meaning about Islam, it is what our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. And this is what is intended when the term Islam is now mentioned in an absolute sense. It includes both aqidah and sharia, creed and legislation. When Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال والذي نفس محمد بيده لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة لا يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني ثم يموت ولم يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أصحاب النار رواه مسلم. It's narrated by Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he said, by him in whose hand the soul of Muhammad is, there is none from this nation, whether Jew or Christian, who hears of me, then dies without believing in that which I was sent with, except he'll be from the people of the fire. It's narrated by Muslim. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا أَلَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And Allah, the Most High, says, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O mankind, verily I am sent to you all as a messenger. As the messenger of Allah. I'm sent to you all as the messenger of Allah. And to all mankind, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. La ilaha illa huwa. La ilaha illa huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He. It is He who gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophet who can neither read nor write, who believes in Allah and His words, and the Torah, and who believes in Allah and His words, and in the revelation, and follow Him so that you may be guided. And follow Him so that you may be guided. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah the Most High said, and we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except as a giver of glad tidings and a warner to all mankind. And a warner to all mankind. But most of men know not. وَقَالَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah, He said, we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy for all of mankind. For all of mankind. So therefore, the specific meaning about Islam is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with. the prescribed law and legislation, the aqidah and the sharia, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he came with, and that which he taught his companions, and that which they were upon, and that which sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa radiyallahu anhum, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received from guidance and light, from revelation and mercy, beneficial knowledge, law and legislation, clarifying the creed, inside in these affairs, and that which he taught his companions, that which they understood and implemented in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that which they carried on after that. This is Islam, the specific meaning, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. So any understanding of Islam before, or ways of the previous prophets and messengers, all of that has been finalized, and all of that has been abrogated. None of that will be accepted anymore after the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one cannot claim that he's following Musa if he did not follow Isa and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So by belying one prophet, he belied all of them. By belying one prophet, one he belies all of them. It's not allowed for us to pick and choose and believe in some of the prophets and disbelieve in others. We must believe in all of them. And this is what happened to the Jews, and the same thing happened to the Christians. The Jews were the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the prophets before him. Whenever Isa he came, they belied him and denied him. And therefore, in that manner, they disbelieved in their own prophet. And in that manner, they became from the people of the fire. Similarly, like that, the Christians, whenever Muhammad came, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who belied him and denied him, in that same manner, they belied and denied their own prophet, and they disbelieved in that manner in Allah and in their own prophet. And they became from the people of the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, وَكَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَكَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ The people of Nuh, they belied the messengers. The people of Nuh, they belied the messengers. At the time of Nuh, how many messengers were there? There's only one. So how did the people of Nuh belie the messengers? There's only one. Huh? You understand? The people of Nuh, Allah, he said about the people of Nuh that they belied the messengers. How is that? There's only one messenger in those days. They disbelieve in one of them. But Allah considered them disbelieving in many of them. That's because disbelieving in one of them is in reality disbelieving in all of them. So by disbelieving in Nuh, they disbelieved in all of the prophets and messengers. That's why Allah, he said about them, that وَكَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And the people of Nuh, they belied, they denied the messengers. So those after the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who belie him and deny him, they have disbelieved. No other way will be accepted except for the way of Muhammad. And no one went to paradise except for a Muslim soul. In the time of Musa alayhi salam, those who believed in him and followed him and the message that he was sent with, they established the law that he prescribed by the permission of Allah, and they did that sincerely, wholeheartedly, for the sake of Allah, and they died in that way. They're the people of Jannah of their time. Same thing with Isa after him, and same thing with the prophets before them. This is the case until the coming of the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of those previous laws and ways, they have been abrogated. All of the previous legislations, they have been abrogated. No doubt the creed is one and the foundation is one. But now the law and legislation has been completed, have been finalized, have been sealed. And the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, maybe around 80 days before he died, sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Hajjatul Wada', on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Arafah, it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On this day, I have completed for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And I have perfected my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا And I am pleased with you. And I am pleased for you with Al-Islam as your religion and way of life. So Al-Islam was completed on that day by the conveyance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the efforts and striving of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the teaching, education, and cultivation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the way that the Sahaba, they accepted that guidance and they followed it. And they corrected themselves, and they rectified their soul for the sake of Allah, and they followed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam footstep, in every major and minor affair until the religion is complete. And they established it in their lives until Allah, he says that the religion is completed now. By the conveyance and teaching and application of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise as well by the practice of the Sahaba, the religion was completed. And the religion was perfected. So there's no religion that's accepted by Allah, except that religion. This is Al-Islam, that which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. So he did not come with Judaism. He did not come with Christianity. He did not come with Magianism. How do you say the word? Magianism. He didn't come with Sabianism. He didn't come with polytheism and paganism. He didn't come with this deviation. He didn't come with calling on graves and making tawaf around graves or calling on the dead and the likes like this. He came to calling on Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah alone. He came with law and legislation. So what those ways are not accepted. And likewise, those who ascribe to al-Islam, yet they do not follow his way, those ways are not accepted likewise. Because that's not from Islam. Calling on the graves is not from Islam. Calling on the graves is not from Islam. Making du'a and jama'ah all together after the obligatory prayer. That's not from Islam. That's not accepted. Innovations are not accepted. So whether a person followed religion entirely other than Islam, it's not accepted. And if a person ascribed to al-Islam, but he did not follow the guidance of the Prophet, he introduced affairs that were not established. There's no evidence or proof for them. The Sahaba didn't know about it. Nor did they narrate that to us. That's also not accepted. That's not from Islam. All of this is included in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ إِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever seeks other than al-Islam as a religion and way of life, they will never be accepted from him. Those people who they do this thing, they're bouncing they go like this. What part is that? Which hadith is that? Which sunnah is that? Where can I read about that in an authentic book? Is that in Bukhari? Is that in Muslim? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified the adhkar. How many and the ways and the likes like this, they're mentioned, they've been narrated to us from the Sahaba, from the Tabi'een, from the Ba'd Tabi'een, from the scholars of Hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and Nisa'i ibn Majah, Al-Tahawi, they narrate these affairs, the Azkar in the morning, in the evening, in the bathroom, akramakum Allah, before sleeping, even before you have intercourse with your wife, there's narrations about how and what to say. And none of them ever came like that, like this, spinning in circles. Uriyadu billah. All that is included in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ إِسْلَامْ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقَبَلَ مِنْهُ. Whoever seeks other than Islam as a way of life, he will never be accepted from him. The spinning and the masjid and all these other deviant ways that they have and that they innovate and that they make up, وَرِيَذَا بِلَهِ. None of that is accepted. And all of that is rejected. And in the hereafter, they will lose. They will lose وَرِيَذَا بِلَهِ. Alhamdulillah, we finished the first portion. After this, we have Al-Islamu Al-Sahih Huwa Ma Kana Alayhi An-Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam Wa Ashabuhu Radiyallahu Anhu. The correct Islam is what the Prophet Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam his companions were upon. Inshallah, we continue with that after Maghrib. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.